Are you storing up anything? Well, winter is coming, and if you're a squirrel, woodpecker, mole, or an ant, you are. I was reading how some animals store up food for the winter, and did you know that in addition to storing up acorns or burying tree nuts all over your yard, some are stockpiling live prey in their burrows, using their abdomens as storage kegs, while others are making insect jerky. It's true. These familiar backyard creatures around us are quite sophisticated when it comes to survival. We love those Alaska shows where you watch all of these families living off the grid, surviving in the mountains or the wilderness. When the warm spring and summer arrive, they don't take a vacation. Nope. They are daily doing chores and hunting, fishing, gardening, smoking meat, farming, winterizing buildings and sheds, all in front of the camera. It's crazy. They are racing against the clock for the next winter. They can't run down the street to buy milk, bread, and eggs when it snows half an inch. No, they have to rely on what they have stored up for winter. It's all about being prepared. Knowing what's around the corner, knowing what is needed for survival, and working to store up those things for when the time comes that you need it. And you better believe that when winter comes, all that they have stored up is priceless. It's carefully cared for, tended to, and rationed out until the spring. Their survival depends on it. We may not live off the grid, but what are we storing up? What should we be stockpiling? And I'm not talking about holiday decor. Are we paying attention to what we truly need to survive? Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We are to store up wisdom. In Proverbs 2, we hear a father tell a son to receive and store up these commands and to turn his ear to wisdom. How often do we think of wisdom as something to store up, like treasured food for the winter? Pearls of wisdom have high value for our life because they lead to life and survival in this world. We are hit with all sorts of information each and every day, but how good are we at filtering out what is wise and what is foolish? Solomon tells us to turn our ear to wisdom, apply our heart to understanding, to call out for insight. That's not passive. It's actively searching, like you would for buried treasure, digging deep for the truth. We store up things and hide so much in our heart and mind that has nothing to do with enriching our soul. And when the winter comes in the form of struggle and trials and temptations, we don't have anything to sustain us. In a moment of need, we desperately search for wisdom, but we're left starving for truth. The good news is we can know truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If we seek, we'll find, and as we find priceless wisdom in how to live, we can apply it to our lives every day. And through that process, we discover and understand more of who God is and who He is calling us to be. That's the truth. The wisdom of God brings order to our chaos. Store some up today. You'll need it. Winter is right around the corner. I'm Lori Klein.